Hey guys, welcome back to the First 30 podcast. This is the podcast devotional that's designed especially for college students that are launching into the first semester of this school year. And we're so proud of you. Man, we know that college is a big deal. We know this first semester is a big deal. And so if there's anything we can be lifting up for you, if there's anything we can do for you, please drop us a note, inbox us, text us, whatever, whatever's easiest for you. But we'd love to hear from you and know how to pray for you. My name's Bobby, and I'm honored to jump on the podcast today. And I just want to open with a confession, right? My confession is I used to fall asleep in class a lot. Especially in high school, I cared more about working than I did sleep or school, so I worked a lot of late nights, and as a result, I would find myself fighting, nodding off in class almost every single day, and it showed up. It showed up in my grades. It showed up in the way my teachers interacted with me. I was one of those students that was told over and over again that if I would just apply myself, well, I could do better. Well, fortunately, things changed for the better when I got into college and then later when I worked on my master's. I woke up to the fact that if I simply did the work, school was a lot easier. I know that's not rocket science for most of you, but when I learned that if I just read what I was supposed to read, if I wrote what I was supposed to write, my grades began to improve really dramatically. And I found that I actually enjoyed learning. So I don't know how much I missed by sleeping through school. Well, the truth is, I think a lot of us sleep not just through school, but we sleep through life. We nod off to our potential. We get pulled into what's normal. We get pulled into what's easy for us. We get pulled into just our ordinary routines. And honestly, we miss what God has intended for us. Maybe nothing catastrophic happens today, but it could be that we miss out on all God has in store for us. So the question is, well, how do you wake up? How do you wake up to your potential? How do you wake up to what God wants to do? Well, honestly, there are several things that God uses to wake us up, but one of the things that God uses is our friends. See, the people that we spend time with, the people we give access to our lives, these people are so important. And so I just want to open with a couple of quotes that stand out to me about the power of friendships. I heard one pastor say it this way. He said, "It's impossible to live the right kind of life if you have the wrong kind of friends." Think about that. It is impossible to live the right kind of life if you have the wrong kind of friends. I heard another pastor say it this way, "Show me your friends and I'll show you your future." Show me, in other words, show me who you hang out with and I'll show you the direction of your life. In fact, Andy Stanley here in town says it this way. He says, "Your friends will always determine the quality and the direction of your life." One of my favorite verses that talks about friends is from Proverbs 13, verse 20, where it says, "He who walks with the wise will grow wise, and the companion of fools will suffer harm." Could it be that the thing that God will use to wake you up is not something, but someone? Now, I don't mean to sound dramatic on the podcast and the devotional today, but I just want to be honest with you. You could be just one friend away from waking up to your God-given destiny. And it's not going to happen by accident. Not all friendships are equal. It requires us to have the right kind of friends in our lives. And so what I want to do today, real briefly, is to take David's life from the Old Testament. David as an example, who had three kinds of friends in his life that helped him to wake up to his God-given destiny. These are the same three friends that I need in my life. These are the same three friends that you need in your life, especially in the season that you're in. You don't need to just have friends by accident. You need to have intentional friends, friends that you pursue. Three kinds of friends. Here they are. Number one, friends that wake us up to our potential. Friends that wake us up to our God-given potential. In the Old Testament, in the book of 1 Samuel, God had rejected Saul as king. He called this guy named Samuel to go out and to anoint the next king. When Samuel shows up, the father, Jesse, lines up all of his other sons. Samuel goes down the line looking at each one in the eye, and God keeps saying to him, "Nope, that's not the one. No, that's not the one. No, that's not the one." So finally, Samuel's like, "Well, what's the deal?" And God says it this way. He says, "You look at the appearance, but I look at the heart." God saw something in David, and God helped Samuel to see in David what nobody else could see. So in 1 Samuel 16, God says to Samuel, once David shows up, "Rise and anoint him. This is the one." See, we need friends like that in our life. We need a Samuel. We need someone that sees beneath the surface and sees what God could do in our life, that they wake us up to our potential. I've got a friend like that. In fact, he called me out of the blue just yesterday as I'm recording this podcast. The day before, he called me. His name's PJ Scott. He's probably about 40 or so years older than me. And when I was a high schooler, God used this man to see what God could do in me and through me. He helped me to see what God could do in my life. Do you have a friend like that? Do you have a friend that helps you live up to your potential, not just in sports, not just in academia, not just in dating? Do you have somebody that helps you to live up to your potential in the areas of life that matter? So number one, the first kind of friend, the kind of friend that wakes us up to our potential. Number two, the second kind of friend we need is someone that wakes us up to our strength. See, several years later, Saul wanted to kill David. He was mad at him. He was jealous. David was getting all the attention. He was becoming more popular than Saul himself. So he decided to try to kill him. And so in 1 Samuel chapter 23, David's on the run. He's hiding out. He's afraid. Even though he's been anointed to be the next king, he hasn't been appointed yet. And so this man with God-given potential was on the run. But Saul's own son, Jonathan, sticks by David. It says in 1 Samuel 23, verses 15 and 16, that Jonathan helped David find strength in God. God used Jonathan to help David find strength when he needed it the most. You need friends like that. You're going to be tempted. You're going to get down. You're going to be tempted to walk away and to give up. And you need a friend who sticks with you and helps you get stronger. I've got a friend like that. His name's Brian. He came into my life virtually out of nowhere about 3 or so years ago. And when he came into my life, he came in at just the right time when I was tired, I was overwhelmed, and he helped me find strength to stand when I didn't think I could. Do you have a friend like that? Do you have somebody that sticks by you no matter what? The third kind of friend that every one of us needs, number three, is one that wakes us up to truth. See, years later, after David had been a king for a while, David took his eye off of the Lord. He put his eye on a woman named Bathsheba. He broke the heart of God, and he put the kingdom of God at risk. And for about a year, he didn't think it was a big deal. He thought he could cover up his sin until Nathan the prophet showed up. And when Nathan shows up, he tells David a story about one man taking advantage of another man, and David got angry. He demanded justice. He said, that guy should surely die. And Nathan looks at David and says, David, you're the man. You're the man. You're the guy. God used Nathan to help David realize a hard truth that was destroying him. He loved him enough to tell him the truth, and it woke David up, and he saw something he never saw before. Do you have these kind of friends? Not just friends you hang out with, not just friends you goof off with, but friends that help you step into, listen to this, the destiny that God has for your life. Don't just have friends by accident. Intentionally seek these kind of friends out. And as my grandmother used to tell me, if you want to have these kind of friends, then you have to be this kind of friend. Would you be this kind of friend to somebody this semester? Today, I want to invite you to pray a simple prayer with me. Would you pray something like this? Would you pray, God, would you help me to see the people you want in my life? God, would you help me to see the people you want in my life? And God, would you give me the eyes to see and the heart to be faithful to it? Man, I hope you have a great day today. And I hope you allow God to use the right kind of friends to wake you up to your God-given destiny. Have a great day.